When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Cruise Radio is brought to you in part by TripInsurance.com. Travel insurance done right. Get a quote today at TripInsurance.com.
Here we go. Broadcasting from the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise Radio.
Hey, what's up? My name is Doug Parker. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Cruise Radio. So happy to have you here, my friend. Coming up a little later on in the program, we'll get a full ship review of a seven-night sailing out of New Orleans aboard Carnival Dream. Tiffany has that for us. Her and her husband had an awesome time down there in the Caribbean. Before we get to Stuart Chiron, the cruise guy, I do want to tell you a lot of new articles up at cruiseradio.net, and thank you so much for sharing them. In fact, I had so much traffic a couple of days ago that it crashed my server, but that's back up and going. The articles are strong, and your sharing is strong, so I really appreciate you sharing all the articles there at cruiseradio.net. Stuart Chiron, the cruise guy, is back. Dallas, LA, Chicago, California. He was over in Southampton for Royal Caribbean's Anthem of the Seas, and he's on Cruise Radio tonight. Welcome back, Stuart.
Hey, Doug. It is great to be home.
Dude, you've been all over the place. Let's talk about your most recent trip. You were aboard Anthem of the Seas. How was she?
Well, she's very much like Quantum of the Seas. They did make some nice tweaks, which I don't think a lot of people would notice. Mm-hmm. Other than the magenta bear is gone, and now they have a giraffe and a life preserver.
Anthem is over in Europe right now. Now, when does she come to the United States?
She'll be arriving in New York in November.
Okay.
And then, you know, she'll start her Bahamas, you know, Florida, Bahamas, Bermuda, and a few Caribbean sailing run.
I saw your photo on, I think it was Twitter or Facebook, of you in that wind tunnel doing the ripcord.
Yep. That was pretty fun.
With your face blown back, you had that Bruce Jenner look there, looking good in that wind tunnel. Moving
yeah,
on here,
that was great.
Royal Caribbean's Majesty of the Seas, not so good news for it because it canceled a cruise out of Miami the other day. What happened?
Well, let's say she had a little bit of an oil leak, mm-hmm. and it was enough that they wanted to make immediate repairs. So the April 27th sailing was canceled. The ship went to Freeport, went into dry dock. It has been fixed and actually is on its way back to Miami to do the weekend cruise on April the 30th.
Okay.
And she'll be just fine.
Nice. And speaking of Miami, Carnival is moving more ships around into the Caribbean. What are we going to see?
You know, lots of changes, Doug. I think the biggest shock to me was the return after 26 years of Carnival Fantasy. I thought we got rid of her. You know, I remember when she debuted in 1990, you know, when she was brand new. I mean, she had, I think it was 22 miles of neon light, and you could see the ship blinking miles away.
Right.
The subsequent Fantasy class ships were moderately toned down as each one was introduced. Concluding with Elation, but you know, when she left, you know, it's been a ship that they Carnival has put into various other ports, Charleston being the current one, and you know, wasn't really anticipating seeing her again, but hey, NCL is doing free drinks, so Carnival said, hey, we'll bring Fantasy back.
Why not? Did you see where Carnival is increasing the price to Faster to the Fun, up like $10 starting in June?
Hey, listen, if people will pay it, mm-hmm. you know, God bless them.
Yeah. For sailings over 5 days, it's going to go up from $49.95 to $59.95. But I guess it's popular. Everybody's doing it. So you got to keep going up to keep people out, right?
I think it's kind of like the TSA lines that yeah. For those that are not, you know, pre-checked, that the other line is actually going to be shorter in some cases. So at some point, the line is going to be shorter for people not paying the extra $50 to $60. And you got money burning holes in your pocket. Believe me, they'll They'll find a way to take it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Also, okay, so Fantasy is leaving Charleston. It's going to Miami. What other changes are we going to see?
Carnival Victory is actually going to be repositioning to San Juan to do a 7-night Southern Caribbean. And Carnival Ecstasy is actually going to be heading up to Charleston, South Carolina to replace Fantasy. So some interesting moves.
I have a big 8x10 whiteboard in my studio to keep track of the Carnival ships because they're all over the place.
Well, we got 24 of them.
Yeah.
25 on the way. It is important to keep track of them.
Yeah, speaking of the 25th ship, Carnival Vista, we saw a video today. What did you think of it?
I thought it was well done. It really put a lot of perspective. We were up in New York and we saw, so much of this ship in such a short period of time. It was kind of a blur. So I think we remember that beautiful view, which will be what Carnival Vista's aft will look like with the Havana Pool. But our view was overlooking Central Park, which was gorgeous. and then we remember the sky ride going around the ship. But, a lot of the other stuff was kind of a blur because it hit us so fast.
Yeah.
That video, which I'm going to assume is available at cruiseradio.net,
mm-hmm.
really provides an excellent overview of what this ship is from soup to nuts.
Yeah.
Dining, entertainment, activities. They really did a very nice job.
Brady Bunch mom, Florence Henderson, added to Holland America's Dancing with the Stars cruise. Now, we just saw Florence a couple of months ago aboard Regal Princess, and now she's taking her tapping feet aboard a ship. What are we going to see here?
Well, we're going to see her. She's going to do a couple of cruises for Holland America for their Dancing Without the Stars. So she's going to be there kind of, being the MC. She's really terrific. She's really got a fun personality. If you get an opportunity to sail on Holland America's Bean Dam June 6th or June 13th, which is from Boston to Bermuda and Canada, New England, you'll have a chance to, see one of America's favorite moms.
All right, Stuart, rounding the segment out is a listener question from Nicole. She wants advice on a honeymoon cruise. She's looking for a honeymoon cruise for her and her fiancé. He's never been on a cruise. She sailed on Allure of the Seas. They live in Wisconsin, and they have no idea where to start or which boat would be best. What do you advise?
Well, I mean, I'd certainly research online. I think they should figure out, do they want to go to the Caribbean? When you think of Hawaii, Hawaii is just one of the best places to go on a honeymoon. It is the most popular place in the world for Americans to go. And, there's some nice ships. NCL's got the Pride of America out there, spent a few days in Honolulu, and it's a great place to go on a honeymoon. But, it also depends on what time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Allure, as you know, is heading to Europe this summer. But, if she's just thinking about her honeymoon now, then maybe she's not thinking of the summer. But, if she needs a little more information, she can certainly, email us back with some additional questions. But the Caribbean's a great place to go on a honeymoon. And I love Hawaii.
Yeah.
For honeymoon. That's one of my favorite places in the world. So,
Stuart, are you still officiating weddings?
I am not.
No, not available anymore. Okay. We've been talking with Stuart Shearer on The Cruise Guy. Find him on Twitter at Cruise Guy or at cruiseguy.com. Thank you, Stuart.
Hey, my pleasure.
This is Cruise Radio.
When is your next cruise? Where are you going? And what are you going to do once you get there? Market-leading specialist CruisingExcursions.com offers savings up to 60% offshore excursions versus cruise line prices. Whether it's private, shared, scenic, historic, or family tours, CruisingExcursions.com has up to 12,000 excursions in over 700 ports worldwide, like Rome, Vatican City, St. Petersburg, in which we include the visas, Sydney, and Jamaica, just to name a few. You can even bundle your excursions for more savings. Make your next vacation affordable and unforgettable by visiting cruisingexcursions.com.
A big question we get at Cruise Radio is, how do I know if I need trip insurance? Simple answer. If you're getting on a plane, taking a road trip, or getting on a cruise ship, you need to have travel insurance. Hey, it's Doug Parker from my friends at TripInsurance.com. Not only does TripInsurance.com protect your vacation investment, but it also gives you a peace of mind in case anything were to go wrong on your trip. How do they do it? They offer three different types of trip insurance policies. Good, better, and best. One policy for every vacation budget. But it doesn't just stop there. They're up to 40% lower when you shop around on other comparison sites. Plus, TripInsurance.com offers 24-hour customer support before, during, and after your trip, online claims assistance, and travel alerts to let you know what's going on at your destination. But find out for yourself. Check out TripInsurance.com.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon.
If you missed any part of the show or want to hear more, go to cruiseradio.net and click on Radio Channel or go to iTunes and search Cruise Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio.
We always like to get your cruise reviews here on Cruise Radio. If you have one you'd like to share, just email me comments at cruiseradio.net like Tiffany did. She's up in South Carolina and just got back from a 7-night Caribbean sailing aboard Carnival Dream out of New Orleans, and she joins us this evening. Hello, Tiffany.
Hey, Doug. How are you?
Good, good. So looking forward to hearing your review about Carnival Dream. But before we get on the ship itself, let's take a step back and give us some pre-cruise thoughts. Like, what made you want to sail on Carnival Dream?
Well, we chose the Dream. We actually went on the Dream in October of 2013 for our honeymoon. And we choose Carnival because I'm almost platinum. Mm-hmm. I missed in 2013 whenever they changed their VIFP. I missed it by 2 cruises to get to platinum. So I'm working towards that. And so that's why we choose Carnival. And we were trying to decide between the Breeze and the Dream. And the Dream was going out of New Orleans, which is about 45 minutes closer than Miami. And we like the idea of sailing down the Mississippi.
Nice. Yeah, yeah. Very cool experience there. And now, when you went on Dream in October, was that out of New Orleans as well?
That was out of Port Canaveral.
Cape Canaveral. Gotcha. Okay. So
yeah.
How was your embarkation process in New Orleans from the Julia Street Cruise Terminal?
It was good. We purchased Faster to the Fun for this one. And I'm really glad we did because we got there. We decided to leave our hotel like right around 10. And we were staying at the Marriott, which is one block from the port, but it took about 30 minutes for us to get through all the traffic and get parked. And when we got inside the port, it was packed. I mean, I've never seen it that packed that early. Mm-hmm. Well, every other time I've cruised, I've never cruised out of New Orleans before, but thankfully we have Faster to the Fun, so we skipped all the lines and stuff. But even then, it took about 30 minutes to get through everything. And then we sat down and we were on board in about 30 minutes. So it took about an hour from the time we got parked, which was longer than I've experienced in the past, even when we didn't have Faster to the Fun. But for this one, I'm really glad we did because those lines were pretty bad.
Yeah, it's always a 50-50 on whether people like Faster to the Fun or they would rather just wait. What was the biggest draw to you?
The biggest draw was embarkation and debarkation, the priority boarding and also having our room ready right when we got on.
Mm-hmm,
that
nice.
Was a big draw. Yeah, and those were really the main ones. We didn't have any tender ports. That would have been nice, you know, if we were going to Grand Cayman or Belize, but we didn't.
Nice. So you get aboard Carnival Dream. I know you were just on it in October, but what were your impressions this time around?
This time, I mean, it's Carnival. You know, you get on, it's really flashy, and the atrium is huge. It's mm-hmm. I think it goes from deck 3 to deck 12. So it's a big atrium, you know, our room was ready. Well, we walked past the doors, so the doors that are shut. So our room was ready right when we boarded, and it was nice just to get on and go up to the Lido deck.
Awesome. And so I'll ask you, what kind of stateroom did you have, and what did you think of it?
We had an interior spa stateroom, which is the same room we had, or the room next to the one we had last time we cruised, and it's on the 11th deck.
Cool. Was there plenty of space and all that for you?
There's plenty of storage space. The only downside to Carnival is the one outlet in the room, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The beds are super comfortable. We love the spa deck. It's a smaller deck, less children on that deck. So it's pretty quiet deck for the most part.
Let's talk about dining aboard Carnival Dream. So we'll start with the Lido deck and work our way down. So what'd you think of the Lido deck dining?
We love the tandoor, the Indian food, all the way in the aft. That's our favorite. We ate that every day except one, I think. But, you know, they have the deli, the Mongolian wok, the burrito, the bar, the pasta bar, you know. Mongolian wok always has a super long line. The tandoor never has a line. I don't know if that's because people are kind of iffy about the Indian food. It looks a little different, you know, than the normal Lido food, like Lido deck food. But we love the Indian food. It's really authentic, and you get to try stuff, you know, new stuff every day from that bar.
How about the main dining room?
The main dining room was good. We had Yorktown dining, and we had that last time, and we never had a wait. And this time, there were over 1,600 kids on board this cruise. And, it was pretty rough. It was spring break, of course, and Easter. And, apparently I saw John Heald posted on Facebook about that being Carnival's busiest week, and that a lot of families like the Yorktown dining, and we really did experience that the families liked the Yorktown dining. We went the first two nights at 6:30 or 7, and we ended up having a 45-minute wait. And with their little, the little pagers that they give you, they don't work anywhere except the lobby, they tell you. So they're like, you can't go to the casino, you know, don't go anywhere, stay in the lobby. So you end up sitting in the lobby for 45 minutes waiting on a table. So really the best thing to do with Yorktown dining for, was to go start standing in line at 5:30, and they open the doors at 5:45, and you'll get right in, or wait till after 8:30 and go then, and you'll get right in. And so every other night, we did that. We either ate at 5:45 or we waited till 8:30 and had extremely fast service. We learned our lesson after the first two nights.
And did you get to check out like the taste bar or anything?
All but 2 days we went to the taste bar, and we got to try the Cucina del Capitano, the steakhouse, the Red Frog.
Red Frog Pub or something like that.
Yeah, pub. Yeah. And then the Blue Iguana Cantina. We got to try all those. My least favorite was the steakhouse. It was a pumpkin soup and some other weird meat thing. And it was really strange, but everything else was really good.
I'm trying to think, and I should know this, but has Carnival Dream underwent Funship 2.0?
Not fully.
Okay.
We didn't have a Guy's Burger Joint. Ugh. They have the Blue Iguana, the tequila bar, and the Red Frog rum bar, but they don't have the cantina or the pub. They don't have the Hasbro game show. They do have Punchline or Comedy and the Seuss at Sea. They don't have everything from Funship 2.0, which is kind of a bummer because we really do want to try the Guy's Burger Joint. I think that's the main thing we want to try.
Yes, you will love it, and you will never eat another Lido Deck hamburger again after you have it. Trust me.
Yeah.
Entertainment aboard Carnival Dream. What'd you think?
Well, we don't go to the shows anymore because they're just typical Carnival shows. We've seen them all. You know, in my opinion, you know, they're not. They're good. They're great to go and see once, but after you've seen them once, you know, we don't really go to those. But they actually had a hypnotist on board, and I had actually seen that guy. I think it was in 2008. I think it was on the Liberty or something. I forget. It was actually the same guy, and it's hilarious. It's one of the funniest shows where he, like, hypnotizes people and makes them do crazy things, and they don't remember it until they go back to their stateroom at night. It's really funny.
Did you? Go ahead.
We saw, I think it's called The Game of Love. I always like that. That's always fun with the three couples. It's kind of like the Newlywed Game.
Yeah.
Then the last night they had the Carnival Legends show, which is put on by the actual guests on board, which the talent on this one was not as good as last time. It was, we left early because it was kind of like, oh gosh. Some of them we were embarrassed for them.
Yeah.
But they did good, you know.
Did you get to check out any comedians or any of the live music venues?
Yes, we did. We went to the Punchline or Comedy a few times, and we saw James Johann and Mutzi. And Mutzi was hilarious, and they were both good. They also had two other ones that we didn't go see, but Mutzi was hilarious, and we really enjoyed that. We also did the dive-in movies, and we saw the latest Hunger Games, the movie Unbroken.
Cool. Before we get to the actual ship during the sea days, did you get to try out the sea day brunch at all?
We did. We went one time. We had been previously on the Dream, and we loved it. We went this time, and it was not a good experience. It took like an hour for breakfast. Yes. It was completely packed. And you know how I mentioned there were 1,600 kids on board? There was a table full of them next to us. And this has nothing to do with Carnival. But they were just so loud, and it made for a really miserable breakfast. And our food wasn't that great. I mean, my husband ordered a filet. I think he ordered it medium. It was pretty much well done. And our service was really slow, which is so unlike Carnival, you know. I mean, we've always had great service at brunch. So we didn't go the last 2 sea days. We had 3 sea days in total. But, I mean, it wasn't bad food. It just wasn't up to what we've experienced previously with Carnival.
So I may know the answer to this next question because you said there were 1,600 kids on there. But one thing that really defines a cruise ship is how it behaves itself during sea days, both inside and out. So what were your impressions?
It was pretty crazy on sea days. You know, we don't usually sail during spring break or summer break. We try to go during hurricane season when kids are in school, just because we don't really care for a lot of screaming kids everywhere. And I mean, there were tons of kids, and it felt like you couldn't get away from it. Even on the Serenity deck, you could hear them screaming from the slides. Okay. We didn't go to either of the pools on the Lido deck because I don't think you could get in there. I mean, we typically would like try to eat around the main rush. And because we were eating at the Tandoor, we'd go back there. We never had a problem with the line there or with getting a table back there. But like the grill, the pizza place, Mongolian Walk, they were all slammed during lunch. And of course the Serenity deck was packed too. And something that I wish that the Dream had was more shade on the Serenity deck because it's so hot, and every piece of shade that there was, it was packed with people. So really it was like sit in the sun or, you know, go somewhere else because there wasn't much shade, and it was very packed. I didn't feel crowded the last time on the Dream, but this time I really did feel crowded.
I'm trying to think on Carnival Dream, is Serenity up front?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, it is.
Interesting.
It's two stories, yes. Gotcha. On the 14th and 15th deck. Now, when we were in port, the Serenity deck was great. And even at night, we went up there and got in the hot tub, and we were the only people up there. I mean, it was very nice if you went at night or on port days, but sea day, it was pretty crowded. I mean, there were plenty of places to sit in the sun, you know. But if you're trying to read or just relax, you know, we don't really care to sit in the sun. So.
Yeah, I hear you. What? Speaking of ports, what ports did you hit on the sailing?
We went to Key West, Freeport, and Nassau.
Well, in closing here, let's round this interview out with any first-time tips you may have for people considering or who may be sailing Carnival Dream.
Yeah, I would suggest going if you don't have kids, going whenever the kids are in school. Getting faster to the fun is a great idea. We really enjoyed that, and. And also, they let you bring 12 20-ounce drinks on board per person. So we like to do that so that you don't have to pay for sodas on board.
There you go. And Tiffany, we have about 30 seconds left here. So give me your final thoughts of Carnival Dream.
We really enjoyed it. I think that had there been less kids, it would have been more enjoyable. But we loved the service on Carnival, and we loved the experience. And so we had a great time.
Very good. We've been talking with listener Tiffany Brown up in South Carolina about her 7-night Caribbean sailing aboard Carnival Dream out of New Orleans. Tiffany, great talking to you, and thanks for giving us your review. Have a good evening.
Thanks, Doug. You too.
Cruise Radio is produced weekly at the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. Hear Cruise Radio on iHeartRadio, the Stitcher Radio Network, Overseas Radio Network, iTunes, or at cruiseradio.net. For sales and marketing opportunities, email sales@cruiseradio.net. I'm your announcer.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pair.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.